Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
This episode is sponsored by FX's Kindred, the original series only on Hulu. Based on Octavia E. Butler's best-selling novel, FX's Kindred centers on Dana James, a young Black woman and aspiring writer. Dana begins to settle into her new home in Los Angeles and is violently pulled back and forth in time. She emerges at a 19th century plantation and is confronted with secrets she never knew ran through her blood. FX's Kindred, all episodes now streaming only on Hulu.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al,
Zane,
and Brian.
I used to bring up, this is a huge controversy, and I don't think there's a right or a wrong. I think people are going to have different opinions, and I'm fine with both. The Deebo Samuel injury, and news came today. Deebo's going to be back this season, is what it said. So this looks
they have regular season. They said regular season. Yeah, regular season. I mean, personally, I think he should be out till the playoffs, but that is what they said. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe worst case scenario, it is the first round of the playoffs if they say, hey, we're going to hold you out, but he's going to be back. And it's not anywhere near as bad as it looked when he was on the ground and crying and everything else. Like it was, we're great. Like shit, it's done. It's over.
I watched that and I was like, that's a season ender. I mean, it was disgusting. Yeah, it looked terrible. Disgusting what happened to his leg.
It looked terrible. I can't imagine how something didn't, you know, thankfully he's good to go, or he will be good to go.
Can I tell you why I genuinely believe that he avoided injury?
Why is that?
It's his thickness. Legitimately, the muscular nature of his lower half.
Yeah.
Muscle is always, you know, if you ever have a ligament tear, if you ever have to go through surgery for a joint, when you rehab, what they have you rehab are the muscles surrounding it to support it better. There isn't a more muscular lower half for build on that 49ers team than Deebo Samuel. And I genuinely believe it is that factor that, you know, his thickness, so to speak, that helped him avoid injury. That and Levi's is a grass surface, because if that was on turf, that would have been a devastating injury. So thankful today for grass surface at Levi Stadium.
If you have chicken legs like me, your leg breaks.
What a snap.
Snap right there. But you know what? So there was a lot of, again, anger that why you running Deebo up the middle, up 21-0. Jerry Rice, I believe it was on his Instagram, please stop running our skill players up the middle. Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo, now DJ Samuel all hurt. Deebo Samuel all hurt. So people definitely fall on both sides of the fence with this. One, people are like, it's football. That's what Deebo made his money with last year. Yeah. They like to run him. He's a wide back. It was only 21-0. And Kyle brought up afterwards, you know, the 28-3 game in the Super Bowl in Atlanta last year against Detroit. Tom Brady. So he's still trying to win the game.
Yeah.
Completely. That's fine. But the other side of it is what there's other things you could do there to win the game. Why are you running him up the middle? There's a reason running back shelf life is very, they don't have a long shelf life. There's a reason people don't like to pay running backs, because they get hurt because of that, because they're running into the teeth of the defense. So there's an argument on both sides. So I'm not going to say that and be wishy-washy. I'll tell you where I stand on it. I'd prefer they don't, unless it's in a big spot. So if you're in the playoffs, all bets are off. If it's a big game, end of the season, you need for all bets are off here and there. But it hasn't really been working this season anyway, when they've been running them up the middle, much better on the edges anyway. And I don't love it. I don't love them doing it with Lance, because not that I feel people are like, oh, well, they run Lamar and they run Jalen Hurts and Justin Fields. If you watch those guys run, those guys are runners. They avoid contact. Yeah. They slide. Yeah. Trey Lance kind of stumbles and then runs into people as hard as he can. It was whether it's Lance's fault or Kyle's fault for telling him he needs to not telling him he needs to stop, whatever. That was going to happen, it seemed like. So I'm more on the side of be cautious. Don't do that if you don't need to. I would have preferred something else. But also, if you said to me, Al, it was 21-0, Kyle's just trying to make a play there. Okay, I see where you're coming from there too. So I do see both sides of it. For me personally, I'd prefer to mitigate risk. That's my personal preference on that. I don't like running stars up the middle like that. I think you have to try to protect them and sometimes maybe protect them from themselves. But I could see both sides. So I don't know where you are on it, but it was definitely a big controversy in it. I think it will continue to be, but
yeah, I actually am on the opposite side. Not the opposite. I mean, your side is measured. I'm saying those that are, you know, gnashing their teeth at Kyle Shanahan for running Debo. Couple things. One, that was not a designed up the middle run. That run was designed to go to the outside. And instead of following his lead blocker, who was George Kittle, Debo saw an opening and cut back in the middle. So one, he didn't run him up the middle. So for everyone that is crying on Twitter, stop running your stars up the middle. He didn't. Debo made that choice. Now, second, Debo made that choice because he's not a running back. If he were a running back, he would have followed his blockers because that's what you're supposed to do. So there is a little bit of, if you can't trust that he's going to follow his blockers, then perhaps you need to start dialing back those runs a little bit. Because like you said, when you do run up the middle, you do increase your injury chances. Mm-hmm. Now, the type of injury that happened, that could have happened down the field. Sure. What happened was he got pulled down from behind and rolled up the back of his legs, right? Now, granted, the guy that did it weighed 300 pounds and a DB or a linebacker is going to weigh less than that. So maybe that doesn't happen. But at the same time, it is just, I'm not going to say a bad tackle. They didn't do it on purpose, but it's just an unfortunate situation. Yeah. And so to me, what Kyle Shanahan was doing is what he has been doing since the Christian McCaffrey trade, which is, since the Christian McCaffrey trade and since Mitchell came off IR the first time before he went back on the second time. It seems to me that Kyle Shanahan's game plan is to run Christian McCaffrey and Debo Samuel in the first half to get a lead and then run Elijah Mitchell and now Jordan Mason and Tevin Coleman and Ty Davis Price, whatever, in the second half to ice the game and run the clock out. That's what he was doing. It was still the first half. They were up 21-0. Great. Your defense is awesome. Yes. You still have Tom Brady on the other side. You're not going to sit on your laurels. Because here's the thing. Those people that are crying about Kyle Shanahan running Debo Samuel up the middle would have also been crying about Kyle Shanahan and how conservative he is if he wasn't doing those things and they ended up losing that game. Right? So you can't have it both ways. You can't have aggressive Kyle and conservative Kyle. Now, can you have aggressive Kyle with a little bit of a cautious approach to personnel? Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
But at the same time, one thing that I think is fascinating, and we aren't going to see this until Debo comes back. When the 49ers got Christian McCaffrey, what it really did for Kyle Shanahan was completely unlock 21 personnel. 21 personnel is two running backs and one tight end on the field. So when the 49ers run 21 personnel, more often than not, that's Kyle Juszczyk and Christian McCaffrey in the backfield, George Kittle at tight end, Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel out wide. The advantage in that is that the opposing defense will have to be in base when that happens, right? That means if they're running a 4-3, then they've got four down linemen, three linebackers on the field. If they're running a 3-4, they've got the three down linemen, the four linebackers on the field, right? They don't have a nickel corner. They don't have an extra safety, right? Because in 21 personnel, you're running the ball. The advantage that Kyle Shanahan has is in 21 personnel, he can motion to empty, meaning that he can send Juszczyk and McCaffrey out into the routes. And all of a sudden you have five viable pass catchers out in the route. In the game on Sunday, when San Francisco had five players out in the pattern, Purdy was 12 of 14 for 142 yards.
Wow.
It was a massive advantage. It is a massive advantage. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about can we fix personnel, if you bring Jordan Mason on the field for 21 personnel, he's not going out in a pattern. So you're almost, I guess, giving away your play call by saying, look, they're probably going to run the ball. Look, Jordan Mason's on the field. Whereas if you're in 21 personnel and Christian McCaffrey's on the field, you have no idea. You have no idea what's going to happen with that play. And so that is part of it, is to keep that advantage. Now you motion Debo into the backfield and you run Debo, or you run McCaffrey, or you go to empty and you, right? So it's all of that chess that he's playing. And so I think part of it is there is no bigger advantage in the NFL than the 49ers 21 personnel package. There isn't one. There isn't a more skilled 21 package in the NFL. And I don't think he wants to go away from that. Now, it'll be interesting to see moving forward until Debo comes back what that looks like. Who is that second? Is it Juwan Jennings? Is it Danny Gray? I don't know. Or is it Ray McLeod, right? And it's probably going to be a rotation of those guys. But I think that's why. And so I'm not upset that Kyle Shanahan called that run. I am upset that Debo got hurt, but Debo could have got hurt on any number of plays. Debo could have got hurt. What if he got hurt on a tunnel screen? What if he got hurt on a jet sweep? Are we still talking about it? Probably not. But probably not. Why we're mad is because it was a handoff and he ended up cutting it back in the middle. And to me, that's just at that point, you're looking for things to get mad at. So does it suck that Debo got hurt? Absolutely. But that's part of how he earned his money. He's making as much as he is because of what he did last year as a running back.
But don't you kind of have to think, though, again, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, because I don't think anything you're saying is wrong. You're paying him that much money. He can do things on the outside. Don't you want to avoid running him? I know he cut back, and you're right. I guess I didn't really think about that. He did cut back on that. Don't you kind of want to try to avoid that? It's devil's advocate, and I think.
Yeah.
Valid, not even arguments, just questions, right? It's okay to just question things. Maybe would something else been better there? I agree. I don't think, like, if you're, you know, clenching your fist and you're angry at Kyle, I think that's misplaced. I do. It's more of like, it's not like he ran 25 times into the heart of the defense, but at the same point, it's like, should you be doing that? I'm just kind of, I don't know. It was one of those things where I just sat, I thought about it for a while last night, and I just like, I can see both sides. I do go more to the side of being cautious, but I definitely see both sides. Yeah. And the Trey Lance thing, I just think made people kind of, all right.
Sure.
You know, we don't want to see this again. We saw it and here we go again. But
and we'll again, Trey Lance got injured. He was almost 10 yards downfield when he got tackled.
Right. And again,
he got tackled at the line of scrimmage.
You can blame it on the play calls or the way he runs. He was going to get hurt just because you just watch the way, watch Lamar run, watch how he avoids contact.
And he's just a much better athlete than Trey Lance.
Right. Justin Fields, they don't really hit these guys. Lance was just getting popped every single time. It was just, so again, maybe it's where Kyle had to save him from himself or just stop. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens when he comes back, but that's a conversation for another day.